What's up, GWA Backstage? It's your girl, Snaky Smut. So I did a questionnaire a couple of days ago. It was sexy, but I mentioned in that questionnaire that Halloween is my favorite holiday. It is fast approaching, but I don't just treat it as a holiday. It is like a lifestyle to me. This is the time of year where I go home decor shopping. I'm about that life. So I found a script that is a Halloween AMA kind of script. You might not care, but it's in theme, so I'm going to give it a go. I will link it below if anybody wants to do it. It has 20 questions. Here we go. 1. Which horror movie scars you for life? Easy, easy, easy answer. This is The Ring. I saw The Ring in theaters when I was in, fifth grade. Thanks, Mom. And it scared the absolute piss out of me. I wouldn't watch blank tapes for a long time. It is literally the only horror movie that afterwards I slept in bed with my mom for a good couple of days. And it definitely spooked me. I love that movie, but it spooked me a lot. 2, what form would your boggart take? Ooh, Harry Potter question. This makes me happy. My boggart would be a cricket/grasshopper. I don't like them. They freak me out. I don't enjoy that they hop. I have hurt myself on multiple occasions due to a cricket being in the vicinity of me. If you want to render me helpless, crickets or grasshoppers is the way to go. 3, which horror movie murder did you find the most disturbing? Oh, okay. This is hard. I love horror movies. I'm an unofficial horror aficionado in my own head. This is a really difficult question. I'm racking my brain because I just saw this and kind of opened it. But let's see. Well, I can think of one. In the Saw franchise, I believe it's the second movie, is when they are injected with some kind of whatever that will make them die, and they have to find antidotes, to it. And there is one girl who, the antidote is in a box above her. It has little holes for her to slip her hands into it, and she goes into it without thinking, slips her hands in, and realizes that there are razor blades, and, if she pulls down, it will slit her wrists. Yeah, that made my toes curl talking about it. So that one's pretty bad. I feel like that would be a not so pleasant way to go. 4, pumpkin carving. Silly, scary, or high art? Scary, 100%. Silly, no. High art? Your girl cannot, I'm not an expert pumpkin carver, but I can do a wicked scary face. So I stick to that. 5, best advice you got for when or you're scared of something. I don't know if I've ever gotten advice about this. I don't think I've asked anyone. So I don't have an answer for that. I don't really have advice for that. I am someone who enjoys being scared. So I'm probably not the best person to ask about that. So I don't have an answer for that one. 6, how long do you think you would last in a horror movie? Well, it depends. On the horror movie. I think I would last at least to the middle, maybe the end, probably not, but maybe the middle. I wouldn't be the first one to go, unless it's super cliche and I'm, having sex with somebody in the woods or, one of those characters. Who knows? I would love to be a scream queen though. So I think middle. I think middle is a good place to go. I think I would make it to the middle of the movie. 7, were you ever traumatized by a particular scare when you were younger? So I started going to haunted attractions, probably in elementary school, and something that And I do it every year since. I love being scared. I like the adrenaline rush. I know it's all fake. But I will hype myself up so much, to be scared, because it's fun to be scared. It's an adrenaline rush. But something that has stuck with me since the beginning of going to those outings are chainsaws. I don't like them. The noise they make, if I'm in a group with friends, that's my dipping out point. I leave you there. And I know you're not supposed to run, but I'm going to run. That's the one. And it's traumatized me. It stayed with me. I don't like that. And it will make me hop out of that situation real quick. 8. Favorite Halloween treat. Oh, this is a difficult one. There's so many good ones. I'm going to go with, popcorn balls. I love popcorn balls. They're delicious. Yeah, that's my favorite Halloween treat. There we go. 9. Is there a horror movie you refuse to watch because the commercials scared you too much? Commercials, no. Box covers, yes. VHS covers. if you remember, Blockbuster outings. I remember going to Blockbuster with my mom as a kid. And this is one of my favorite horror movies now as an adult, but Night of the Demons, that VHS box scared the bejesus out of me, and I didn't want anything to do with it. But it is a fun movie. If you haven't seen it, give it a watch. Okay, you're in a horror movie. Oh, this is 10, by the way. You're in a horror movie. Are you the final girl, the first to die, the comic relief, the skeptic, the smart one, or the killer? Oh boy, this is hard for me because I love Scream Queens. I would love to be the final girl, but I don't see that happening. I'm going to go with the killer, because why the fuck not? If I could be someone who sticks around towards the end and eludes everyone and everybody, oh no, it's not me. The faculty. Yeah, I'd want to be the killer, I think. Yeah, that or the final girl, but killer for sure. They have more fun. They're, you know, it's all about them. Who is the hottest villain? Oh, sorry. This is 11. I'm so bad at numbers, guys. 11. Who is the hottest villain in any horror movie? Horror movie. Right. I love me villains. It's a shock, not surprise moment. It seems to be my brand. Hottest villain in a horror movie, no less. I have one. I think it's supposed to be somewhat horror-esque. And actually it is. And it's by Gore Verbinski. And I've mentioned it before. It's A Cure for Wellness. It's a fun little flick. I'm going to go with Dr. Vollmer because he's an entire mood. He's delicious. He's a snack. I would eat him up. I would let him do terrible, awful things to me. Thank you very fucking much. 12. What was the first horror movie you ever watched? Deep Blue Sea. That was the first horror movie I was ever allowed to watch. And it's so awful that it's so good. And man, that twist. Am I right? Yeah, Deep Blue Sea. That was it. 13. What is the creepiest sound you've ever heard? Oh, that's difficult. I could say chainsaw, but I don't think that's the creepiest sound I've ever heard. I do believe in ghosts. So I'm going to go with EVPs. I know that's kind of a general answer, but EVPs are fucking terrifying sometimes. Okay. 14. So this is some good old marry, fuck, or kill question sets. So here we go. Marry one, fuck one, kill one. Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, or Lon Chaney's Wolfman? Oh, this is so hard. Okay, I'm going to marry Gomez Adams because, hello. I'm going to fuck Herman Munster because, again, hello. And as much as it pains me to do this, I'm going to kill Lon Chaney's Wolfman. I'm so sorry. I'm a huge Universal Monsters fan, so that pains me to do that, but Herman and Gomez, come on. Okay, Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman Bates? Oh, you guys, this is so hard. Okay, kill Van Helsing. Fuck Frankenfurter and marry Norman Bates. Because, let me, Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, cool movie. If it was Dracula, I would definitely fuck him, but it's Van Helsing. He's a good guy, so that's a no-go for me. Dr. Frankenfurter, you're lying to yourself if you say that that man has not made you question your sexuality. So, yeah, give me some Frankenfurter, please. We can have a moment. And Norman Bates, marry him because, I mean, he would probably kill me because mother told him to. And a mother is a boy's best friend. But that's fine. It would be a cool way to go. Fun stuff. Okay. Evan Peters, American Horror Story. Which one, though? It doesn't say. Louis, Interview with a Vampire, or Pennywise, Skarsgård. Okay. Interview with a Vampire is my favorite movie ever. And Louis is fucking annoying. Can we all agree? So kill Louis, for fuck's sake. He'll stop whining. I'm gonna fuck Pennywise. And if I can choose my Evan Peters, I will take Mr. March for 200 Alex, and I will marry that sadistic fucker. Okay. Celine from Underworld, Morticia Adams, or Norma Bates, Vera Farmiga. Thank you for giving me that version. Okay, I'm gonna marry Morticia because reasons. I'm gonna kill Celine and I'm gonna marry Norma Bates because let's keep it in the family. Okay, Sydney Campbell, Scream, Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween, or Sarah Paulson, HS. Oh, this is hard. Okay, I'm gonna kill Sydney because she's rather whiny. I'm going to fuck Sarah Paulson, you crazy American Horror Story bitch. Hopefully it's Hypodermic Sally because she's a mess. And I'll marry Jamie Lee Curtis because Halloween is great. Reasons. And Michael Myers is going to be hunting us at all, you know, times. Fine. Okay, Ellen Ripley from Alien, Rose Byrne from Insidious, or Anna Faris, Scary Movie franchise. Okay. Oh man, fuck Ellen, Mary Rose, and off Anna. Sorry, Anna. Okay, that was fun. Those were really hard. 15, do you have your Halloween costume planned out for this year yet, and any plans? Yes, I do. I do every year. I'm not going to give my exact location, but I do a Halloween party at the Hard Rock. That could be anywhere. You don't know for sure. I am in California, so it kind of narrows it down, but there are quite a few. But yes, I do that every year. I have done that every year since 2012. That's my party. It's the best. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. 16, do I have a Halloween tradition? Yes, I always on Halloween play The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then Hocus Pocus, in that order. I end the night with Hocus Pocus, because it's pretty iconic. I love the Sanderson sisters. I love Winifred. It has one of the best lines ever that I relate to. I've always wanted a child. And now I think I'll have one on toast. It's the best. How can you beat that? Okay, 17. What is something that is, should be scary, but you find it more laughable than anything? This is hard. I'm going to go with The Grudge, the little boy in The Grudge who makes the cat meowing noise. That scared the piss out of some of my friends, but I thought it was funny, really. 18, what is the sexiest thing about Halloween, in your opinion? What isn't sexy about Halloween? Halloween as a holiday is just sexy. I mean, it's the spook, the costume, the pumpkins, the smells. I mean, Halloween is just perfect. I mean, if you need any help, Little Miss Scarol by Tybo Negative is the Halloween anthem, I feel, almost. And if you need a description of why Halloween is amazing and sexy, that is your song right there. 19. If I was a killer, what would be my weapon of choice? Your victim of choice. My weapon of choice would be... this is difficult. You know, I've never really thought about it. Let's go with poison. Poison seems like a really bad way to go. And my victim of choice? It could make for an interesting movie. So I will poison people. I will be an alpha female. And I will off beta males. Sorry, not sorry. It's just for a movie. I love everyone. 20. Would I rather live out my witch's curse as a black cat, a disfigured slave, or unable to love? Well, that's easy. Unable to love. Boom, boom, boom. Well, this is fun. I love anything spooky themed. So I hope everybody enjoyed. It was a lot of fun to make. And happy Halloween.